It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. I am super excited because today we have an amazing guest. I've known her for a long time, and her name is Robin Hatcher, and she's a speaker, coach, and author of Standing Ovation Presentations. And I'm super excited because today we're talking about how it's never too late to clear the fear that robs confidence and limits potential. So welcome, Robin, and I'm super excited to have you here.
Thank you so much, and I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah, so Robin, before we jump into this topic, I would love for you to share with the ladies how you became a communications expert.
Yeah, communications expert in me, it seems like it would be a disconnect because I was an extremely shy child growing up. But what I learned from being a shy child was that communication was important and how, you know, you had to read people, you had to understand people. And as I was a child and was observing this, I thought, wow, you know what? We don't do this very well. You know, the people in my family didn't do it very well. So as I grew up, I became an actor of all things because I wanted to find a way to communicate myself in a different way. And my acting training taught me a lot about the art of communication. And then I started working with people who were second language learners. And I started teaching them English as a second language. And I got really frustrated because they were learning the words and the vocabulary, but they weren't learning how to communicate. And so that was this brainstorm moment where I said, I can bring and marry all of my communication skills, my acting skills, and helping people to communicate better. And then I went off and got certified in neurolinguistic programming because I wanted to have the brain science factor behind it to become an expert in communication. So all of those things is what molded together, plus a couple of years as a writing professional, because I wrote for the soaps, daytime dramas. So I had to learn how to communicate dialogue and different people's characters. So all of that mixed into one is what now makes me a communication expert.
Wow, you have a wealth of information. And I love that it comes from all these different sources that really built you up to who you are today. So that's amazing. Yeah. So great. Well, Robin, let's jump into how to clear the fear that robs confidence and limits potential, because I know a lot of women have that fear, you know, and then it kills their confidence, and then it can really affect how they show up, not only on dates, but in their life, right? In business and other parts of their lives. So can you share with the ladies?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is most of our fear comes from a mindset shift, and it's coming from old patterns or old belief systems, or old limiting belief systems. So what I discovered in Clear the Fear is an acronym, and we've heard a lot of different acronyms for fear, the most popular being false evidence appearing real, which is, you know, fine. And what I started to realize is, for me, fear stands for failure to envision an alternate reality. Because when we're afraid of something, what we're envisioning is a reality that is scary to us, a reality that is going to be negative or is going to hurt us. And our brains are designed to keep us safe from anything that's going to hurt us. And it makes us go towards something that's going to reward us. So if we can figure out what the alternate reality of that action that we're about to take might be, and then have that picture become much, much larger than that fear picture that we had pictured, then we can move into our brain will make things happen that get us towards that new reality. So I believe very strongly in that. And, you know, because I've had so many fears and I'm still using that acronym and still using that envisioning to get to the next level and to the next level, even just becoming an actor from high school. That was my first thing about it. It's like, okay, I had to go stand on a stage and audition in front of people I didn't know. What? You know, what's that? But the reality that I was envisioning is a Robin who could walk into a high school place and actually be seen. You know, what I was envisioning is being able to walk the halls of my brand new high school and be able to then say hello to somebody without the fear. So with that vision in mind, I was able to stand on that stage and I was able to put myself out there and become an actor so that I could learn how to express myself in a way that then would carry over and be able to allow me to make friends and allow me to converse with people. So when you have that bigger vision, it's really going to be very helpful.
Yeah, I love that because it's so true. And what I envisioned when you were telling that story about stepping on that school, or the high school stage, is that Robin was truly taking back her power, right? Mm-hmm. And not allowing this to control her.
Right. And I can't believe I got emotional just then talking about it, because it was such an emotional, and we all, and I experienced it, I know so many of your listeners experience it, we all have that emotional feeling of being in a slight straitjacket. You know, we're in this straitjacket based on our fears. You know, it's like, this is as big as I can be. I can express myself. I can walk into a room, and I've had so many clients come to me. You know, I'm sitting at a meeting and I just, you know I'm supposed to raise my hand and ask a question, but I can't, you know? And so one of the things that I do is I have people create what I call your vision plan. And you actually write it down in the form of a story, you know, and anybody who's interested, you can email me later and I will send you a Google Doc with the story outline. So it's a very simple story. Like, once upon a time, there was a girl who, and then what you do is you go step by step of what you envision, like where you are now, mm-hmm. and where you want to be. Because it's very important. The other part of my acronym for clear the fear, because clear, in order to clear it, you want to clarify what that goal is. You know, like one of the things is, so that's what the vision plan will do. It'll clarify the goal. Where do you want to go? You need to make that very clear. And of course, we've heard a lot about the SMART goals and all that. You want to clarify that goal. Then the L stands for listing what emotions come up for you, because the issue is, you know, a lot of times we think, oh, we want to get there. And then we start beating ourselves up because we don't take those steps to get there, or something comes out that gets in our way. And listing the emotion is important because you have to say hello to those negative emotions that have been holding you back, because they're there for a reason. And so whatever those emotions are, it's like, oh, somebody's going to laugh at me, or, oh, somebody's going to think I'm this. It's like, write those, you know, you have to say that, yeah, I tried that and that didn't work. But you, once you write those down, and then you kind of reframe them, you know, whoa, okay. So I walk in and someone looks at me as though they don't believe me. Then you say, so what? I have something really important to say. You know, so you want to think about listing whatever emotions that you have around that. And then you want to envision what's next. You know, what is that vision? So that's where my vision plan comes in. You know, you tell the story, this, there once was a girl who did this. Every day she was like going to work and not telling her story. And every day she was at a meeting and not getting recognized. And then one day she created a vision plan, or she worked with a coach, or she did this. And she started to see that she had so much more value, so much more power than she ever imagined. And then she made a decision to every day she was not going to leave a meeting without asking one question. She was going to get in touch with what her brand value was. And she was going to express that brand value at least once or twice a day. And then as a result, then you do the result that you want to see, that clarified goal that you want to see at the end of it. And then the A stands for acting it out, because one of the things that I learned so strongly through my acting and through recently through my neurolinguistic programming training is that when you act as if something has already happened, your brain starts to reconfigure in a way that starts to direct it in that direction. You know, so, and technically, and from the brain science standpoint, we all have these neural pathways, and there's this whole brain science adage or whatever that says what fires together, wires together. So when we fire together a certain activity or certain action, we start to wire those neural pathways in our brain together, and that creates a result, and that creates a pathway that we can then trek down. You know, so the more that you envision it and then you act it out, the stronger that pathway is going to be, so then you can step into that new vision for yourself. You can start leaving behind those limiting beliefs that could, you know, they're fine. They're in this other pathway that we've created throughout childhood, throughout some whatever. We've all had experiences that created those firing together that have the negative consequences, and that pathway that takes you down is like, oh, I can't do that. I don't want to. Yeah. And it's there. That's fine. And it may stay there for a while, but create another pathway that you can travel down. And the more you travel down that new pathway, the more overgrown this other negative pathway starts to have to go, you know, it gets overgrown and this gets more worn out. And then you can go and take that pathway much more often. So that's one of the things that I love to do about envisioning, and I've had to do it myself, and I've helped other clients do it a lot.
You know what I love, Robin, that you shared? Because, you know, everybody always talks about doing a vision board, right? And I actually did my first vision board earlier this year, and I've never done one. But I think the piece that you just shared about the storytelling is the piece that everybody's missing in the vision board, because it's like, yeah, that's what I want. But I think I need to really feel how, where I am, where I want to go, and how that going to feel. But also the other part that I love that you shared is about taking just small steps, because every day that you take a small step, right, that's going to build up your confidence, and then it's going to be less scary, because I think that's the scary part is everyone sees where they're at, here's the vision, and they don't know how to get from here to there, and then they're like paralyzed, they're like, what do I do?
It seems really, 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 really distant. And our brain is not prepared to make those big leaps. You know, our brain is in our body to keep us safe. And so it is going to do things that are going to keep you safe. And when it sees something that you're afraid of, you're going to say, oh, no, don't do that. And it's going to work really hard to keep you there until you tell it that there's a reward at the end. Because it's going to go towards something, it's going to go away from something that it fears, it's going to go towards the reward, because that's what it is. It's like, is this going to help me become a better person? Is this going to help me live longer? But if you can convince your brain that this item, this thing that you're going to do, this action you're going to take is actually good for you, and it's going to make our whole body, the brain of the body, be in a much better place, the brain is going to say, okay, maybe we can go. But if you don't acknowledge those fears, if you don't acknowledge the limiting beliefs that come up, sometimes the brain will do everything in its power to make you see them. It'll start sabotaging you. It'll self, you know, all of these little things that it does, and you wonder what's going on. It's because it's like, excuse me, I'm scared, and you're pretending that I'm not, you know. It's like, take care of it. It's like, oh, and it's like, okay, brain, I get it. You're scared. I get it. I understand. And I also understand where that fear is coming from. I understand that you think if I take this step, then we're going to be in jeopardy. I get it. But I promise you that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, it's this little, you know, most of the brain that keeps you in fear is like a little 2-year-old. And 2-year-olds is like, you want to talk to your brain like that little 2-year-old. It's like, okay, we're going to be good. We're going to be fine. And I'll show you, look, there's a lollipop at the end. Then Julia's like, oh, great. You know, so show your brain the lollipop at the end, and it will go with you.
Yeah. So I also want to talk about too, because I've seen this happen before, and me personally, I mean, not only in myself, but I've seen it in my clients, where sometimes people would rather stay stuck at where they're at, even though it feels horrible, then taking the steps to get to something that's better on the other side, because that's their comfort zone. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. And see, it's a comfort zone and it's making yourself smaller. So what I advise around that is to really get a better idea of your brand value. And when I say brand value, it's like, I believe we're all put on this earth for a reason. I mean, to make some sort of an impact. So if you're looking at this place where you're comfortable and you say, what kind of impact am I making here? So instead of doing that day-to-day thought, it's like, oh, this is comfortable, this is scary, this is something. Actually take this at a really low level and then go even to a higher level. That higher level is, at the end of my life, what difference am I going to wish I had made? You know, it's like, what do I stand for? What do I value? What value do I bring to other people? And when you get in touch with what that higher value is, then you can say, oh, okay, this is not getting me there. You know, so maybe take this little baby step to then say, yeah, this might help. And then what that have a larger purpose. You know, it's like, so what I mean by that is like, really get in touch with your purpose on this life rather than your items, you know, the little things that you do, you know, because we all have such a bigger purpose. And so if you can attach whatever purpose is there, it's like, yeah, this feels comfortable, but you know what? My purpose is not being answered.
Yeah.
You know, how can I do that and stay here? And then, you know, and the other thing is, who are you hurting by not doing that? You know, because when you really get in touch with your purpose, and I have to do this constantly too. It's like, because as a business owner, it's like, oh yeah, the clients I have are great. And then all of a sudden I'll look out in the world and I'll think, well, this person is not communicating well, or this company could really use me. So am I doing a disservice by not growing my business larger so that I can help more people and not have them suffer throughout whatever they're suffering through, you know? So that's the other thing that we need to get in touch with when that happens. Does that answer that question?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, Robin, I have to share the story that happened yesterday, because I was thinking about something. I went running in Central Park yesterday, and right now it's spring, right? And the cherry blossoms were just blooming, but a lot of them were starting to, you know, go away. They're starting to wilt and die. And I'm Japanese. I was born in the United States, but I'm Japanese. And a lot of people don't know that cherry blossoms are called sakura, which means a brief life. And as I'm running, I'm thinking, you know, if every woman thought about, you know, I have a brief life here on earth, right? And if I came to the end, what's the one thing that I would regret and wish that I had done? And that's the thing, the one thing you should be working towards now. That should be your vision. Like, don't wait.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, perfect alignment there, right?
Yeah. And
yes, right. So that's cherry blossom. Yeah, the cherry blossom doesn't come out and say, oh, you know, I'm only going to live a short time, so who cares? You know, it comes out in its full beauty.
Yes.
It's like, see me, show me. Yeah, look at me. I look great. It's like, I'm going to look great until I fall off this tree. You know, and that's, you know, and that's what we want to do. And we don't do that. It's like, and cherry blossom can't stay in the little bud. I mean, the bud is pretty, but you know, if it stayed in that little bud all the time, it's not going to be as full blown and as beautiful as it needs to be. So it's like a lot of us, we holding on to that bud and we're staying small in that bud, but imagine the joy that it brings to people once that bud blossoms and you see this gorgeous flower. You know, and I feel like that's who we are.
Yeah, yeah. So, Robin, how could this also apply? Because I know you talked about how this applies in a bigger picture as far as whether it's your job, career. How can this, we also apply this for women in dating that are, they're fearful on dates? In fact, I just heard a couple of clients this week say to me, you know, I'm afraid on a first date to say what I really want to say because I'm afraid that he's not going to like me. And how can a woman show up in that confidence and really be herself, her authentic self?
Yeah, and I feel like it all goes back to what we've been talking about already. It's like, what is your purpose in that relationship? Is your purpose to create a relationship of with someone who understands you and gets you, and celebrates you? Because if your purpose is just to please somebody, then the relationship's doomed anyway. So it's like, so the thing is that fear. I always like to put everything to the so what test. Okay, so you've said something and they look at you like you're crazy. So what? You're still really there. You're still as beautiful as you are. You're still as smart as you are. You're still as this. So what? Or you say something and you say a joke and they take it the wrong way. So what? It's like you thought it was funny. Big deal. So the thing is, like, if you could do that so what test, and also as women, we want to create relationships with men that can sustain us, and also educate men about the diversity and the wholeness of what womanhood is. So if we go, if we end up showing up at dates as on dates as this paper doll kind of a thing that is perfect, we're not actually showing men the depth of who women and who females can be. So if we want to go back to that big higher purpose, sometimes you can go on a date and be the purpose of just raising the womanhood, raising the whole idea of what being a woman is. It's just like, so a woman can be funny and she could be this and she can make mistakes when she talks and she can do that. So, like, let people see that fullness, and wherever that fear is coming from, again, what you want to do is you want to look back and say, okay, whenever you have a fear in the moment, what you want to do is take a deep breath and you ask yourself that question. Okay, what am I afraid to feel? What is this feeling that I am afraid to experience right now? And a lot of times, if you can just name an emotion, then that will dissipate it. So a lot of times we'll have this emotion, it'll sound like fear, but I would love for everybody, especially on dates and things like that, to go a step further. What is that fear based on? Because there are these little things that are attached. And if you could see what that fear is, oh, is that fear of not being perfect? Is that my fear of, oh, I come off too brash, or I come off too fat? Something like that. It's like in that moment, tell your brain, I get it. I get that you're afraid of this. And then the brain will calm down. Because a lot of times what happens is we feel a fear and then we try to suppress it. And if we try to suppress it, the brain gets really upset because it's like, no, you're not going to upset. You're not going to suppress me. I have this feeling. And it'll start either just erupting in other places or it'll shut you down. And it'll tell you to. The other thing is, like, I know there's a speaker, Mel Robbins, who's become really, really famous recently for what she calls the 5 second rule. And that means it's like whenever you have this, you have something to say, you think about saying it. And then your fear starts to creep in. What she suggests is everybody count backwards from 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, and by the time you get to 1, just say it. Because that's one of the things, is like it sort of short wires or short circuits your brain from thinking too much of it. It's like, okay, I have this thought, 5, 4, 3. She's like, so I'm gonna ask this question, and that's another kind of a hack that you could do in the moment. But naming that emotion and not trying to move away from it and suppressing it, I feel like that's one of the things that gets us so internal. We start to then we get this, oh, I have this fear. Oh, I'm not going to say that. Oh, no, I'm so stupid for not saying that. Oh, why can't I say that? Oh, I always do this. And then you go into this whole story, this whole rabbit hole, which then makes you feel worse and makes you show up not even less authentic than you were before. So one way to get around it is just to own that fear. Get into it, get deep and dirty, and then laugh at it in its face. It's like, oh, I have a bigger purpose. I have to say this.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I find, and you and I actually have something in common. I don't know if I've ever shared this to you. I was really shy when I was little, super shy. Like, I couldn't even look people in the eye. I couldn't even raise my hand in class. Like, I was terrified. And I overcame it because I really focused on overcoming my shyness and doing the exercises to do it. But it takes a commitment to do it. And I love how you said that 5 second rule because it's true. It still comes up for me. I mean, the shyness never truly goes away. And I love that you say the 5 second rule because sometimes I will get into my head and I'm like, what do I? And then if I do that 5 second thing, then I just got to say it because once you start thinking too much, you, like you said, you go down the rabbit hole.
And we all do it. And it's like in this day and age, it's just we don't, there's no more time for women to be quiet. There's no more time to suppress things. It's like we have to speak up, and we have to speak up and own the fact that we do have slight differences from men, you know, in the way that we think, and the way that, and the thing that I love is the fact that women discovered, is like most people don't know this, but women have almost twice the amount of receptors in our brain for being able to evaluate things. So like so as especially like physical things like body language and stuff, we can evaluate body language and stuff twice as easily as men because we have more receptors in the brain. So we need to trust that and use that and, you know, use our instinct, use our intuition, and not be afraid of using the skills that we're so great at, like collaborating and conversation and all of that, and getting men used to the fact that, hey, we're hot, we're great, and that doesn't take away from anything.
Yeah, and we get to stand in our power and be our authentic selves. And if somebody likes us, great. And if someone doesn't like us, that's okay. Not everyone is supposed to be in our life, right?
And the whole desperation thing, I wrote a blog post. It's like, you know, that's the other thing with dating is like there's a thing called mirror neurons where emotion gets transmitted even if you're not saying or doing anything. And so when you're at a date and so you're talking to someone and you're suppressing something or you're feeling emotion that you're not talking about, the other person can smell it, you know? And so it's like whatever way it's communicated, I don't know if it's a sense of smell or something, it just somehow it goes to the other person. So that's going to affect the date anyway. So you might as well communicate what it is that you want to communicate because it's better than having somebody sniff it in a way that they don't understand where it's coming from or what it's coming from. And that goes for your fears. It also goes for desperation. You know, when you show up, it's like, oh, this date has got to work. You know, it's like that brain, that person's brain, just like I said, it's like there, every brain is trained to survive, threaten, or to reward. So the brain is thinking, oh my God, I better run. The man's brain is like, I got to run because I'm going to be attacked. You know, and it's like all it's doing is picking up all these neurons. And it's like it doesn't know why is happening. But all of a sudden, you know, it starts feeling, oh, I better back off. So those are the things that, and that's why we need to get so emotionally pure when we go into things of being in control of our emotion, being knowledgeable of our emotion, really digging down and figuring out what we're feeling so that it doesn't come out in ways that we don't want it to come out.
Right. So, Robin, it's interesting because you brought up like if a woman goes into a date with that desperation, it needs to work. But I want to give you an opposite scenario because this will happen a lot is that she's so fearful and letting him get to know the real her that she puts up walls. She puts up walls around her. And so she doesn't want to share everything. She's like, you know, I'll share it on the second or third date, but I don't want to share it now. So she's showing up with walls. So can you share how that affects a man, even if he doesn't know what's going on?
I'm sure because as soon as you feel like somebody is hiding from you know, and the same thing, those neurons will come back, and then it's like, oh, I can't trust her. You know, so the interesting thing is you know, a lot of times the interpretation can be very similar depending on what it is. You know, it's like, so, you know, so these walls can look like, oh, I don't trust her. She's cold. She doesn't like me. And then what the man does, because they have fewer evaluation things, they're not going to always evaluate. They're not going to jump to, oh, she's withholding because she's afraid of something. They're going to jump to, oh, she's cold. I don't like her, you know, or she doesn't like me enough. So, you know, screw that, you know, so they need to feel like they're really, really liked. And what they're interpreting that it from is, and I see this with speakers a lot too, like speakers who are afraid of the stage, they'll stand on the stage and be really dry and really cold. And I do one-on-one training. I just did this yesterday, one-on-one training with financial advisors. And so I do a role play. So I'll finish this whole role play and the person seems like a complete robot. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with that person? Then the role play is over and they do feedback and they've got all this personality. You know, so, but what I've read, the information is like, they don't want to do business with me. They're not, they don't know what they're doing. And so those are one of the things, that's what people's interpretation, your perception is people's reality. So when in those situations, what you're telling the man is you don't like them, you don't care about them, you can't be trusted, and you're cold and conniving, you know? So those are some of the things that are coming through. And I understand at the same time, you want to give yourself the permission. It's like, I understand why people would be withholding. I understand that you don't want to put your heart out there and get stomped on all the time. And at the same time, you want to say, so what? If I have a great meeting and I have this great connection and it doesn't work out, I've had an hour where I've done things, and so what? Next. You know, and it's like, that's the hardest thing that we can do, is like, we don't want to think about next. We want to think about, okay, we want to make this perfect. And by perfect, I'm going to withdraw and I'm going to play this game. And then at the end, they're going to see me, they're going to come back, and then I'll give. It's like, it's too late by then. You know, like a lot of times it's too late, because that first perception, that first impression is what holds people. So give as much as you can without, you don't have to give. And then there's a fine line. We, you know, it's like, you don't want to overshare. You don't want to share too much too soon, but there's a way of really just connecting with someone. Cause that's what it takes, to connecting with them. And then they will connect in turn. I mean, connection is so, so important. And without that, people are just going to jump to their own conclusions. Which,
yes,
not good.
Yeah, that's so true. And I will end on this quote. I love this quote by Oscar Wilde because it's so appropriate with what you just said, is be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
Right. Yeah. And be your elevated self, you know, because a lot of times, like, I've had issues sometimes of the word authentic sometimes, because people will then use it as excuse to be rude or to be whatever, you know. It's like, oh, that is my authentic self. They just have to get to like me for that. You know, at the same time, there are some courtesies that we want to have.
Yeah. Manners would be nice, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Robin, this has been amazing. Oh my goodness. I loved what we talked about. So Robin, how can the ladies find you? I know you have a book and a CD you want to show the ladies. So can you share?
Oh yeah. Yeah, for anybody who is a presentation skills person or wants to speak more and find out. And also I have a communication style assessment, because I believe that everybody has their own communication style. And my book is called Standing Ovation Presentations. You can find it on Amazon. It's a nuts and bolts A to Z way of doing presentations. Yeah, it's a short little bit of information. And the other thing is, like, I believe communication is so holistic. You have to sound good, you have to look good, and you have to think good. I mean, if I know, think well. But, and so your voice is really, really an important part. And so I created a CD vocal workout, which is like, okay, who has CD players anymore? But you could get it on Amazon and MP4. So it's a Speak Etc. vocal workout that you can find on Amazon. It takes you through 12 exercises to get that type of voice that Suzanne and I have, that can really reach people and not annoy people and get heard, you know, so people will listen to you, so that you can sound authoritative and competent.
Awesome. Well, ladies.
Oh, and on my website. You can find me on my website, robinhatcher.com. Easy. Robin with a Y.
Awesome. So, ladies, thank you so much for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. The show is available both in video and audio format, which are both available on yournextamazingstory.com. And if you would like to get our free ebook, How to Create Your Next Amazing Love Story in 3 Simple Steps, you can either click right here on the video or you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation. Get access to show notes and get more amazing content.